Good morning, students. Today we are going to learn the poem Laburnum Top. The poet is Ted Hughes. In fact, all the poems sing about the nature. Poets are very creative people. They take you to show the beauty of nature, the trees, the mountains, the hills, the flowers, the things which we don't notice in our hectic life. Do we ever notice the birds chirping around us, the birds which fly from tree to tree? No, we have no time to notice the little wonders of life. The creation of God is just amazing. God has created all the beautiful things in nature in a very balanced way. Every creature feeds for itself. They breed, they look after the little ones, and the nature goes on. Here in this poem, it's a little scene from the forest, from the wilderness. You see a tree standing there, very silent and still. Trees remain silent as long as there are no birds on these ones. The trees are the housing points for all the birds. Animals live in the forest, on the floor, whereas the birds, they have their safe havens on the trees. If ever, children, you care to notice, by sunset, birds return to the trees after feeding. You can hear the chirruping made by the trees, made by the birds, as they return to their night shelter. So here the poet talks about the laburnum tree top. The tree is silent. It is still. And it is afternoon on a September. Still there is sunlight. It is the autumn season. In the autumn season, trees shed their leaves. You can find a lot of yellowish painting done by the poet in this poem. The tree, yellow leaves, they are yellowing. Only a few leaves are left, remaining have fallen down. It is to this place that a bird comes to roost. There is a nest built there. There is golden sunlight. Again yellowish. The tree leaves are yellowish. The golden sunlight almost yellowish. And there are no seeds left on the tree. All the seeds are fallen. There is silence all around. But this silence is broken by the arrival of a bird. This is the goldfinch bird. It's a singing bird, a little one. She comes here to see her little chicks. The little chicks are safe in the nest she has built. The silence of the tree is broken by the arrival of this goldfinch bird, the mother bird. There is a suddenness, a startlement at the branch end. She has come to feed the little ones. The mother bird, the goldfinch, makes a chirping sound from the branch end. This is the first sign you get of the little movement on the tree. Remember, the tree was silent so far. When the mother bird, the goldfinch, arrives, there is again the response from the little chicks. There is a sudden stir and noise, and the silence is shaken. The mother bird is sleek, very smooth, just like a lizard. Here, the poet compares the movement of the goldfinch bird with the lizard. You are all familiar with the movement of a lizard. It is sleek, it is smooth in its movement. And the lizard is always alert. Alert to watch if there is an enemy somewhere nearby, and alert for its prey. So too, the mother bird, she is sleek as a lizard, alert and abrupt. She enters the thickness, and a machine starts up. The arrival of the mother bird is like a machine starting. The sudden and monotonous noise put up by the young chicks of the goldfinch in the nest. You could hear the chitterings, the tremor of wings, the trillings. Trillings here denote the confused noise by the little chicks. The branch trembles, it shakes. The whole tree is thrilled with excitement. The arrival of the mother bird is, to the poet, thrilling to the tree. The sudden eruption of chatterings on the tree is like that of a machine starting up. In fact, it is a hyperbole. It's an exaggerated statement. No, it's a poetic device. The poet uses to show the movement on the branch of the tree with the arrival of the mother bird and the chicks moving. The movement made by a machine when it started is a bit startling. So too, the mother bird on the tree. She stalks it full. The mother bird is the one which has broken the silence of the tree. After doing it, it flirts out to a branch end. Then you can see her barbed face, the identity mask. When she goes to the branch end, you can see the several stripes of color on the bird's face. It is the identity mask. You recognize this bird, the goldfinch, by its barred face, the several stripes which are there on its face. Then, with eerie, delicate whistle chirrup and whisperings, she launches away. What does she do then? She flies off after feeding the little ones and whispering her words of soft music to her little ones. She flies off. Where does she fly? Where does she launch away? Towards the infinite. What is the infinite stands here for? The horizon, the sky. The sky is limitless. You can never see the end of the sky. After the mother bird flies away, the Lebanon tree subsides to empty. It returns to its original shape, that of silence. It is the mother bird which has made such noise with the chicks excited on seeing the mother. They are excited to see her for the food she has brought. Again, they are excited, they are happy to see the mother back. They remain in their nest because they know the mother will bring food. With the presence of the mother, they are assured that she would be there to look after them. They have nothing to afraid. Her duty is to further look for more food. She needs it. Her little ones needs it. What is the purpose of her visit to the nest? Certainly, to visit her little chicks and also give them food. And the nature goes back. Every creature, everyone needs this care, including human beings. Then we go to work. It is the nature that balances everything. We all need to accomplish whatever duty we got to perform. So also the mother bird does it. Having done it, she flies away to the infinite horizon. Okay, thank you.
Three. Mm. Sky SP.